The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Your response, reaction to things, that things are not happening the way you want them to happen. This is not what I was planning on. This is not what I want. This is not what I expected. This shouldn't be happening. So this is really important, because without coming across a circumstance where it's not happening the way you want it to happen, you're not really going to go very far in this practice, believe it or not. So you should be looking for opportunities for when the practice doesn't go the way you want it to go. You should look for opportunities where your life doesn't go the way you want it to go, so that you can sit and really take an honest and direct look at that and not see it, and really understand, what is this about? What do I want here? What's my relationship to this wants? And why do I feel like it has to be different? And maybe it should be different, but why am I tying my inner sense of well-being to how these things are unfolding, how these things go? And now there are times when certainly it's completely appropriate to be concerned and responsive to things are not going the way you want them to go, and perhaps you should do something about it. But in terms of really understanding where we get caught and where we get attached, one of the really great places to see that is when we start feeling, this is not what I want. And we feel frustrated, we feel angry, we feel sad, we feel afraid, all kinds of responses we have. Or we might do some other responses, we try to fix it, and we feel involved and try to change it and get it, make it better, and it should be different. And but when you do this practice, it's really a golden opportunity to stop, become still, really look, what just happened there? What's going on here? What's the strength of my desires? What is it that I'm desiring? Why is what I want so important? Is it necessary to time myself to these desires in such a strong and important, powerful way? Is it possible to have a desire? Maybe the desires are fine, but is it possible to have the desire with no expectation, or no demand, or no requiring it that I have to get my desire? And what happens then? Can it be a different relationship to desire, so there's no disappointment and no expectation? And then can I learn to be with what's happening when what's happening is not what I want? Because there's no freedom to be found if the only freedom is found when it's exactly what you want. And so sooner or later you have to, if you're going to follow a path of liberation, sooner or later you have to sit down with yourself and a situation that's not what you want. The two of you have to have a conversation. You have to work it out. And you're probably not going to find your freedom unless the situation wins. If you win in the conversation, the debate, I'm going to fix it and make it all better and prove that I'm right and the situation is wrong, and I don't think you're really going to be free. So you have to kind of allow the situation to win. This is not what I want. And I'll sit here and breathe and relax and study it and try to be wise about it, try to figure out the wise thing to do, but learn how not to be reactive and, all the different ways that kind of we get caught and stuck and start suffering because of it. Because one of the primary forms of suffering is not getting what you want. So look for opportunities. Don't go make opportunities. You don't have to go look for trouble. But, just kind of use your mindfulness to notice when you're kind of going along nicely and following your own business, and then suddenly this is not what I want. And you say, oh, great, finally. This is what Buddhism wants me to study. And so you stop, if you can, and look at it and try to get under the surface of it, try to understand it. If you're sitting in meditation, maybe you don't want to analyze it and think about it, but maybe afterwards, you know, go for a walk and think about it and explore and talk to friends about, you know, this thing happened and it's not what I wanted. And I don't want to kind of justify my desire, but I want to understand, can you talk to me about why I desire? What's going on when I desire? And what's my relationship to these desires? And why do I have such a strong reaction to the fact that it's not happening the way I want it to happen? Study, learn, be interested in that whole world. And as you get wiser and wiser, as you see how the magic gets done, after a while, you won't be so enamored with the magic. And, you know, if you get caught up in anger or grief or sadness or reactivity when things aren't the way you want them to be, chances are you haven't seen how the trick's been done, the magic's been done, how you get hooked, how you get caught, how you, you know, you haven't understood how you get invested in it or how you grant a lot of authority to what's happening, authority to your desires, authority to the meaning of what's happening. And to eventually learn to be in a situation that's not to your desire, not to your wanting, and to breathe, have your breathing be easy and relaxed, your belly soft, your shoulders relaxed, breathing easily, completely cognizant to the fact this is not what I want. But that's okay. No, this is not what I want. And I'm here, and I'm breathing. And my sense of presence, my sense of aliveness, my sense of vitality or peace or well-being or my sense of agency or autonomy or something is not tied to the situation. I can just let this be the way it is. So look for opportunities, please. But you might start with really light weights first. You know, you don't go out and look for the big weights, you know, the big things that's difficult to do. But start in really simple things. You know, it could be as simple as you don't really want that light to turn red before you get across the intersection. That's not what you wanted. And so, what's, you know, explore it there and deal with it there. Or, you know, someone invites you to their house or something, invites you to dinner, and it's not what you wanted her for dinner. Hopefully that's a lightweight. And so you get to, inside you say, oh, great. Outside you say, great. But inside you know that your great means, great, it's one of those opportunities for me. I get to look at why, you know, not what I wanted. You might not want to say that out loud, but you just say out loud, great. And then you get to look at it and explore it and feel it. So look at small, and don't underestimate in all of practice that we do that small little steps, small little places where we're dealing with how we get attached and caught and suffer, and we work through it and see it, really count. They add up over time until someday we come to the big ones. And then you're prepared. You've exercised. You've kind of understood yourself better and better. And so a big thing comes along and you say, oh, I can't do anything about this, but it's not what I want. So now I get to look. All my practice comes into play now. Okay? So, I hope this talk was not what you wanted. So now we have cleaning for the center. It's a beautiful thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to care for the place where you practice in, and it's a nice thing to create a place that occasionally feels tidy and clean enough that the people come in here. It's kind of like encourages them to be mindful, encourages them to be present and have a certain clarity maybe in their own minds. So thank you for those of you who can stay. I would like to ask maybe three people who have maybe